Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, help us to trust in your will over our own, knowing that your plan is infinitely better than ours. Father, we acknowledge that you are the author and finisher of our lives, and you hold our future in your hands. We ask that you guide and direct our steps, leading us towards a future filled with your blessings and favor. We submit our will to your will in Jesus' name, and we thank you that your plan for us are beyond our imagination. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
This is Altalee Hallie, Abiding in Jesus. Just listening to the 17th, I believe, and two people were having disgrace and depression. And as I've mentioned before, I heard on the radio that God was, David said, he was giving himself a lecture, and these verses he used, and they're from Psalm 42:5, 42:11, and 43:5. Why are you so downcast, all my soul? Why disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Why are you so downcast, all my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Why are you so downcast, all my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 42:5, 11, and 43:5. I was also hearing again about the man shared about his wife with the baby inside, and how they expect the baby not to live. And I got a thought. Why don't you all just start putting your hand on her stomach and just worship God, sing all the worship songs you can think. And we just pray this baby will not die but live and proclaim the works of the Lord in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we just thank you, God, that you hear these prayers and you're going to move. I've heard many prayers in the 700 Club where these babies are saved, no matter what the doctor says. In Jesus' name we pray, and for his glory, amen.
Hi, y'all. It's Taken with Love from Louisiana. I have the privilege of homeschooling, yes, homeschooling three beautiful girls from Massachusetts. Their parents are on a pastoral conference this week, and I am so blessed to be in their presence. Actually, they are turning my house into a kid's palace, and I am so excited and blessed. Well, here's one of them that has a prayer and a prayer request.
Hi, my name's Mabel, and my mom and dad are somewhere where I'm with my grandma, and I'm at her house, and we're making, we're about to go on a side-by-side that she has.
Okay, this is for all you Netcast people and other people out there. You can listen to my prayer. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for today. Thank you for every breath in our lung and every step we've taken. Thank you for letting us have loved ones and friends and family. Thank you. Thank you for letting us have the best family and having a good church. I pray for my parents and all the Netcast people. I pray for the staff with my parents. I pray that my parents have a great time. I pray that it may be the best trip that they've ever gone on without their kids. Amen.
Amen. Well, I can say that this has been one of the greatest trips without the parents around, because you girls have just been amazing. Thank you, Daily Audio Bible, for hearing the prayer of a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old. To God be the glory. They are being raised in the admonition of the Lord, and it shows. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Altalee Hallie. I'm praying along with your prayer requests. I'm so far behind, but catching up, especially since I'm reading Isaiah on my own. But today is Saturday, September 26th, Friday, September 26th, You know what I'd like to lift up? I'll just pray for a couple of these people. One is Mark Strait. He went to seminary. He knows the word, but he's just gets off base. He ends up homeless, even though he has money coming in. He has an addiction for women, and he just needs a solid place to live. And he has mental issues, but I just pray that God will heal him. It's starting to get cooler here in Colorado Springs, and we want him to have a safe place that and a long-term area that's good for him. And that his brother lives in Michigan. And anyway, we just lift him up. God, please work in his life. He loses phones, all kinds of stuff. But we also pray for my friend Carrie, for her son, who's named Jim Bob. He is living out of his car. He won't go to work. His brother just doesn't seem right for him to stay at their place when he doesn't do anything when he's there except play games. So they just have him over once in a while for dinner, but we pray for his salvation. He'd get a job. He would take responsibility. And so thank you, Lord, that you hear these prayers for Mike Strait and for Jim Bob. And pray for salvation for Carrie's three kids. One is Jim Bob, one is Brian, and one is Allie. And we just thank you, God, that you hear our prayers in Jesus' name. It's absolutely Hallie again, getting caught up. Today is the 26th of September. About, I heard a lady call in that said she had this surgery and her blood pressure has shot up to 200. Mine was that way, but for one night, Father, I just lift her up to you. I just pray that you would heal her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, that you will truly be glorified. Jesus binds Satan, glorify Jesus. And I have a praise report. I don't know how many of you have heard this, but this happened in Austin, Texas. Four girls were killed in a yogurt shop. I can't believe it's yogurt. 34 years ago, two of them, Jennifer and Sarah, we knew well, and their parents. Today, the case was finally solved. It was one man that did this. Other people were accused. He has since committed suicide. He did other killings in other parts of the country. But thank God it's finally solved. So thank you, Jesus, for all those that worked so hard on this. Continue to comfort the families. My friend did marry someone else that ended up having twin grand girls. So I thought that was so neat because her two daughters were the only ones they had. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Brian from Huber Heights with a praise report that God closed the door to the wrong apartment and opened it to the right apartment for my son, Mitchell. I'm just praying that God would change Mitchell and heal him of his mental illnesses and his addictions and lead him to a life that will not get him kicked out of this apartment. I pray God's blessings upon it. And I also have a prayer request for my precious ex-wife, Kathy. She recently found out she has some chronic kidney disease, and I just pray that God would heal her of this and restore her, and that if it's God's will, that he would restore our marriage. I also want to ask for the salvation prayer for my daughter Ashley, that she will be delivered from her anxiety and her OCD, and for the salvation of my son Matt. And God is so good, though. God is so good, so good. Praise you, God. Praise you, God the Father, Jesus the Son, the Holy Spirit. I just pray for all you daily. I listen to these prayer requests and I pray along with you. And I thank you for everyone that's been praying for me and my family. Hallelujah, that God blessed him with an apartment. I didn't even have to co-sign. It's just a miracle. God is so good. Thank you. Have a great day, everyone. God bless.
Hi, DAB family. There's a lady who called in asking for prayers over behaviors that she is engaging in that does not line up with her values. Her name is Mary, I believe. Mary, what comes to mind when you spoke is when Paul says in Romans 5, I do not understand my actions, for I don't do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. As you can see, you are not alone in this struggle. Please pray with me. Father God, I pray for this lady. Please deliver her from anything that stands in the way of her being useful to you. Let victory bear witness to those who will be helped through her testimony. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Christine in Nebraska, and I'm calling today to pray for Joyful Jay in the Everglades. I want to give thanks and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the miracle of Joyful Jay's healing. And I want to ask the Lord, please, please bless this joyful sister of ours and keep her and protect her, watch over her, and continue to pour joy into her heart and into her life. We ask all this in Jesus' name. I also want to pray for Brian's son, Mitchell. Father, please be with Mitchell and please bring someone into his life who can direct him to the care that he needs, to an institution or a good counselor, and help him to resolve his living situation. Lord, we just ask that you would wrap your protective arms around Mitchell and bring him to a safe place. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, you guys. I love you, and I listen every day and pray. And I pray along with everyone. So thanks to Brian and Jill and to Ezekiel, amazing young man. That's it for now. Bye.
There's a powerful feeling within me today telling me I just need to trust and obey. It speaks to my mind, removing all doubt. God won't forsake me. He will bring me out. Born of his spirit, washed in the blood, surging within like a powerful flood. God's word is alive and it lives inside me, and it tells me through Jesus I'm already free. It tells me I'm chosen, an exception among men, and what I see is an illusion, a product of sin, designed to create fear, confusion, and doubt, and to distract me from that which I need to be about, which is praying and fasting and believing with hope. Prayer is a lifeline, a powerful rope, the spirit and word combining as one. God will complete in me the work he's begun. In fact, he's assured me, and I believe in my heart, that the trials I'm facing are not going to tear me apart. I will be victorious. Through Christ I'll prevail, though dark clouds surround me and strong winds assail. Because greater is he that's in me today, telling me I just need to trust and obey. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hello. I want to pray for the gentleman that called in for his wife. She had been diagnosed with cysts in her stomach, I believe. And they're hoping and praying for healing without surgery, Lord. So we come to you at the foot of your throne. And out of obedience, we ask and pray for healing, Lord. We don't know what your will is in this situation and what your plan is in this situation, but we can still pray and ask for healing. Through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, who was tortured and killed for our sins, making us co-heirs with him in heaven. And so we pray that you just would heal this woman's stomach, that you would remove and allow the cysts to dissolve and disappear. In your Son's name I pray. Amen.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield, calling in September 27th to pray over our children. be imitators of God as beloved children, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Ephesians 5, 1 and 8. We want our children to do certain things in a certain way because of the way we do things in our family. It's just part of who we are and who we expect them to be. Likewise, there is a way we should live that is consistent with being a child of God. If we are truly His child, it simply doesn't make any sense to live in any other way. In Ephesians 5, Paul called the Ephesian Christians to be who they really were, not who they used to be before they took hold of Christ by faith and His Spirit came to dwell in them. They used to be darkness, and then they were light. It's not just that they lived in darkness or liked darkness. They were darkness. Darkness was at the core of their identity, but now they were light. The light of Christ has become the core of their identity. Christ was at the operating center of their lives. Paul wanted them to live out this new identity rather than live in the incongruity and misery of claiming to belong to Christ while living for themselves. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, grant us wisdom and discernment as we make decisions regarding our futures. Open doors of opportunity and provide us with the necessary resources and skills to succeed in our endeavors. Help us to align our desires and aspirations with your perfect will for our lives. Father, we also pray that you would strengthen our faith and trust in you during times of uncertainty. Remind us that you are our ever-present help in times of trouble, and that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, DAB family. Today is the 28th, and I'm calling in, asking for prayer for my family as well. My name is T. I have a daughter who has bipolar, and I have two teen grandsons who are needing to be touched by you, Father God. So I'm just asking for a prayer for them. But I also have been feeling the call in because I've been hearing so many prayers, and I do pray along with everyone. But I just heard a young woman in her 30s, mother passed to cancer, and she's lost, I believe, what I felt.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, in this awesome daily audio Bible community. But given all that is going on in our nation, I wanted to pray for our nation for revival of righteousness in America. This is Dr. Mack from Alexandria, Virginia. So I pray that everybody will pray along with me as I pray. Lord God Almighty, we lift up the United States of America before your throne of grace today. We repent as a people where we have strayed, and we cry out for mercy over our land. We ask you to send revival, Lord, revival in our churches, revival among our pastors and leaders, revival in our homes and our families, revival in our schools, revival in our streets, revival in our government, revival in every city and every state. Lord, let the fire of the Holy Spirit sweep across this nation like a mighty rushing wind. Father, we decree righteousness will exalt this nation again. We call for the fear of the Lord to return, the reverence of your name to be restored, and holiness to once again mark our people. Raise up prophets and intercessors who will not be silent. Raise up leaders with integrity, humility, and the wisdom of heaven. We ask that America will once again be known as a nation under God, blessed, fruitful, and a light to the nation. Lord, let revival start in us and spread until the glory of the Lord covers the land. We seal this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible community. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown calling from Evansville, Indiana. It is Sunday, and what is the date, Jeff?
28.
Sunday, what, 28? July, August, September 28th? Sunday, September 28th, right?
Right.
And then what is the year?
2025.
And I'm combining three readings. This one is the reading from today, and then I have two more readings that come into this from yesterday and the day before yesterday. And I just want to say that thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, all the children and all the workers who work behind the scenes. You have made this a wonderful, wonderful thing. I have been challenged by losing most of my eyesight, but I can still see and hear what the Lord is saying to the church. And this is priceless to me. We've already increased our giving a couple times because it's so precious, so very precious. So I believe that I will receive my sight and my hearing and every other thing that I need. And I ask for your to pray for.
Hey, DAB family, it's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. It is Friday, September 26th. I hope you all are doing well. It's just after 6 p.m. And a little bit ago, I got a text from my dad to me and my sisters. And my mom and my grandma were in a car accident on their way out of the parking garage after my mom had to get PET scans done for the start of treatment next week. They, praise God, they're okay. The car, the car is not. It is not drivable. I don't know any further details than that. What I do know, aside from that they're okay, is that, you know, they slammed into something. My grandma thought she was pushing the brake and she hit the gas. You know, it happens. So I'm just praising God that they're okay. And I'm praising God that he didn't let me go to Ohio this week because I was going to go and be with them. So as weird as it sounds, I'm glad I'm not with them because then I would have been in that accident and I might not be okay. We don't know. So I'm super grateful that he protected me from that. And I'm just praying that they're truly okay and that God will provide a new car for them in some way, or for my grandma in some way, because my grandfather is blind and doesn't drive, and that was their only vehicle. So I'm praying that they come to know our Lord and that he will provide for them. So yeah, wanted to update you guys, but bye for now.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible, this is Jane Ruth from Nebraska, and I've had a visitation from Radiant Rachel. I just want to tell you that this was an amazing experience, and there are movements from the heavens coming down to earth. And the first thing is my teeth. I am going to be able to at least get my teeth pulled by changing my insurance. And that will be a plan first of all, and secondly, my guidance so far has been to request help for buying the house, not for me, but someone else buying the house and turning it into the Serenity House, allowing me to be an Uber driver and also to be able to pick people up from the train or the plane or whatever, and still live here because I really think that's the way I'm supposed to go. And my cat is getting around, but not well. Praise God, he answers prayer, and he's messages. His faithfulness is new every morning. Love you, Daily Audio Bible, and good job, all you people that keep praying and answering prayer, God. Thank you so much. Love you all. God bless. Bye-bye. Jane Ruth in Nebraska.
I take a deep breath and drink deeply from God's Holy Spirit. I know I need wisdom and discernment in order to recognize the truth when I hear it, because there are a whole lot of voices offering me all kinds of crazy choices, a broad and spacious path leading straight to the grapes of wrath. And that's a place I'm definitely not trying to feel. That's why I try hard to keep it real. But there's foolishness on every hand. I'm completely surrounded by the wisdom of man, offering me all kinds of rational explanations for the world's discriminations, as well as its alienation, small group mentalities, and other forms of misinformation. That's why I'm glad that I've got God within, telling me I've already got everything I need in order to win, telling me to love and not push and shove, and to keep my eyes firmly fixed on the one up above, the one with all power, the one still on the throne, the one who delights in calling me his very own. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast, for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for September 27th. If we are still darkness, the deeds of darkness will feel perfectly natural. There will be no sense of incongruity. If we are truly light, doing what darkness does may be exciting for a moment, but ultimately it will feel very wrong. Though it may take some time to turn, there will be a sense of, I must stop living this way. It is this family identity that we want our children to operate from far more than our biological family identity. A settled sense of identity in Christ will mean that instead of setting out to please themselves, our children will want to please the Lord. Instead of taking part in things people of darkness do, they will see clearly where those things lead. Instead of living the life of a fool, they will live according to the wisdom of God. Instead of filling themselves up with too much wine, they will be filled with the Spirit. Lord, we know that you are out to make us and to make our children a completely new person from the inside out. So, Lord, when our children participate in what belongs to darkness, make our children miserable and make the light beautiful and inviting. Overcome our children's bent toward finding identity anywhere else than in being your child. I love you, family.
Hi, DAB family. For those who don't know me, I am Louisa from Fargo, North Dakota. I want to share with you a praise report that I should have shared sooner. For years, I prayed to God asking, what is the purpose of me being put up for adoption? I questioned the meaning of my life. Well, God definitely knew what he was doing. Life recently made a full circle. I have skills in graphic art, and for the past 2 months have been a digital creator for an orphanage in Uganda. Praise God for that. I must add that I prayed for this for 20 plus years. So my encouragement for you is this. Don't lose hope. God has a purpose for each one of us, whether we see it at the time or not. God bless.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Isaiah 43:18-21. Father God, we lift up to you today, Eddie C. Your word promises us victory and tells us to forget about the amazing things that you have done in the past because they are nothing compared to what you continue to do. Father, we see the work you have started to do in Eddie's life. You have made pathways through the wilderness and created streams on dry land. All creation glorifies you for your refreshment, and we too glorify you for the amazing things you have blessed Eddie C. with. Father, you have made Eddie for yourself, and he will honor you with his life and testimony before the whole world. We pray you continue to bless him and provide him with a clean and safe place to live. Protect him from anything that comes against him. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Eddie. Let us know how you're doing.
Oh, Lord. The lady that called in about the spinal fluid leaks, it has to lay flat. Oh, precious one, I am so sorry you've been going through this. And it's 7:26 here in Colorado. It's the 28th of September. And right now, I just pray in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, the Lord will heal you of this. Heal this beautiful lady, and she will be healed. Save her, and she'll be saved, for you are her praise. Jeremiah 17:14, 2 Kings 25 says, you've heard our prayers, you've seen our tears. Surely you will heal. So I pray that for this precious lady. Give her peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello, it's Alta Lee Halley on the 28th of September. We're lifting up two people from the Voice of the Martyrs calendar, lifting up in Nigeria that God will use Halima, a widow, to show Islamic extremists God's love and forgiveness. In Algeria, we pray that Christians whose churches have been closed by authorities will reach out to their neighbors despite the risks. I pray for Russia and areas under its control. We pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit and a great turn to Christ in this region. Father, we just pray for all those Russian children, all these Ukrainian children that were kidnapped and taken into Russia. Father, we pray that you return every single one of them right away. And we pray for Burkina Faso. We pray for increased success to print and audio Bibles in local languages. In Pakistan, we pray for many Pakistani Christians who are forced to work in low-paying, undesirable jobs. We pray for new opportunities and freedoms. In Tanzania, we pray for Bible translation work in languages spoken by the last remaining unreached people group. In Yemen, we pray that media outreach ministries will make God's word increasingly accessible in Yemen. In Indonesia, we pray for Maria Solon, whose husband Martin was killed in Indonesia because of his Christian faith. Oh God, comfort on every side. Central African Republic, pray for frontline workers as they help internally displaced people. In Saudi Arabia, we pray that Christians converted from Islam will know the right time to share their faith with family members. In Vietnam, we pray that Christians who are denied access to schools and social services will receive care from the body of Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we worship you today. Thank you for your goodness towards us. For all the battles ahead, we trust in your unfailing love. Father, thank you for sending Jesus to save us. In the difficult times when we are crying out, how long, O Lord? Help us to keep going, following Jesus, praying, trusting, rejoicing, worshiping, and putting our hope in you. Draw us closer to you and to each other. Help us to be patient and kind with one another. Teach us to be people of peace, those who remain still and calm throughout the turbulent storms of life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, Melissa from Houston. This is Marky. I wanted to call and reach out for you, sister, and I wanted to let you know that I will be holding you in my heart today. And I can tell by your voice and by your feelings. The loss of a mother is, it's never going to be easy. And I don't have much to say, but other than I can feel your heart and feel your pain. So let me pray with you real quick. Father God, we just ask that you be with my sister and her family, and ask that you give them strength in this new chapter of life. Father, her mother has finished the ultimate race. Father, that we can all be with you. And Father, clearly she's given a deep love and a deep care to this daughter and the rest of the family. And we just ask that you help to pass that torch that her mother gave to this daughter. Lord, I ask that you wrap this family in your arms, and I ask that you be with them in Jesus' name. We love you, sister.
Hello, this is Mirabel Viviana from Scotland. Thinking of you, listening to the prayers and praying with you. And this is especially a prayer for Redeem from Illinois. I heard your message on the community prayer this last Saturday, 27th, and I so relate. I find it very difficult to communicate with our 17-year-old teenager. Sometimes there are good phases, but they are rare, and I want to share that we got some family support and got the suggestion that those things that I find important for him to know or questions I ask, that I actually write them down, and not too many on one page, but really while I do that now, I filter through all the things I think I want to know down to one or two questions or informations for him. And easy questions I was suggested to do, like that he can answer with yes or no. And then I do a little tick box. And then sometimes he ticks it, sometimes not. But what I have realized is I have that in front of his bedroom door, and he passes it. And when I then need the answer or need him to know the information, and I go and tell him just these two things that are on the sheet, he had read them and listened to it. So I pray that you can get good communication and love to everybody.
This is for the sister in the UK who has been diagnosed with lupus and recently with kidney disease. This is Emily in Swansea. And when I heard you, I'm like, oh, this is really nice. And then, bam, I got whammied by what you shared. And more importantly, I got whammied by how you want to use this for the gospel. It was so in line with the reading today, the 29th of September, where Paul says in Philippians 1:12, now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I'm in chains for Christ. It's like it's become clear throughout the whole NHS that you're dealing with this in Christ. And most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. And you have encouraged me with my medical conditions and things where I'm going to the NHS to get stuff done, to just proclaim the gospel and share the good news. And what matters is Christ is preached. Because of this, we rejoice. And so I just rejoice with you, but I want to pray right now. Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus that even as my sister goes to these hospitals and meets with doctors and nurses and consultants, that she is the aroma of Christ and is even able to pray with people, even able to lead people to Christ through this, Lord. I also pray for miraculous healing for her kidneys and for her lupus. I pray that it would be so of you that they would have to write down in her records, we have no explanation. This is a miracle. And so, Lord, we pray, we as a community agree together for the healing of our sister's kidneys in the name of Jesus. God bless.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. I'd like to keep this anonymous. I'm just from Canada. I'm recently married. I'm a new wed, and we've been through some tough things, and like we've had my mother-in-law, stay over for, she freeloaded off of us for 2 years, and she's I feel she's picking up some bad traits of her mother, and I'm just, I don't know, like I get angry too at like the thing she says. I'm only human, but I just don't know what to do. I pray when it happens. I'm just you can even hear it in my voice. I just don't know what to do. Please pray for me and pray for my home. I love and appreciate you all. Bye.
Hi, my name is John Pope, and I want to praise God for my situation. It's not a favorable one. I was released on September 2nd out of jail, and now, unfortunately, I got arrested on September 24th. And so I'm asking God to release me again. I was lied on, and also certain things were taken out of context. I'll just leave it at that. But God is good. We are to praise him in every situation and give him thanks. And I pray for the protection of my family, especially my kids and also my wife. And I know that God will release me because of God is powerful. And I'm not saying that to have a false belief. That is what God has imparted in my spirit. So if I can have my brothers and sisters of the faith join me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, DAB family. This is a widow who loves Jesus calling from Florida. I have several prayer requests. First, my daughter is going through a divorce, and I've been asking God to radically save her and her husband to save their marriage. Second, today my daughter told me she was thinking of flying to a yoga retreat in November that my niece is conducting, and that my married son, a young father of two, wanted to go to as well. But the time conflicted with my son's work schedule, so he couldn't go, and she really wanted to go with someone. I suggested telling my friend's daughter, who spends her weekends in that town, but then my daughter said, that would be fine, but I would need to explain to her that it's a psychedelic retreat. I was confused and said, psychedelic, as in drugs? And she said, yes, mushrooms. So I begged her not to go, and I'm horrified and very upset. My daughter and son both have very responsible jobs, and I never would have thought either of them would do such a thing. So I'm asking for prayer for all of them, for salvation, for protection from the enemy's lies and tricks, and for wisdom and discernment. My whole family needs Jesus, so please pray for all my children and their families and my nieces and nephews and their families. Third, a blind friend of mine from church has been struggling with health issues nonstop for years now, and her adult son who lives with her has two. They both have diabetes. He recently had foot surgery, which has been slow to heal, and now her knee is very swollen and painful. Neither of the two doctors that she's seen in the past 2 weeks have helped her. This week, she will finally have an MRI. She and her son are both believers, but they're getting very discouraged, and I'm asking for wisdom for the doctors, healing and encouragement for both of them. Thank you, prayer warriors, and God bless you all. Bye.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for my brother, Christopher. He has cancer under his arm, under his right arm. It's like lymphoma under his right arm, and he has it in his right breast. It's breast cancer. But it is, he is a male, and he has breast cancer. That does happen. But it is triple, it's a positive one, and they're saying that it is one of the better ones to get. He did have a spot on his rib that he did a PET scan for last week, and those results came back. That was cancer on his rib. So it has also moved from there down on his pelvis and in his spine. He's got cancer on the pelvis and his spine, into his bones. So they are not going to go in to remove the cancer from his right breast like they were saying they were going to. He is going to finish up his chemo treatment, and hopefully that is going to tackle some of the cancer. And then they said there are other things they can do, a lot of bullets in the arsenal that they can do to mitigate the cancer. He is going to have to treat this for the rest of his life, basically, is what it's going to be. But so that's not real good news to hear, but it is good news to find out that there are a lot of things you can do for it. But anyway, he just needs to be covered up in prayers.
Good morning. Just want to lift up the woman that called in to ask for prayer for strength and just the ability to get through the grieving of her mother. It sounds like she lost her mother almost suddenly. If I heard the dates right, they found out she had stage 4 cancer on the 17th, and she passed on the 19th, which is a lot all at once. So, Lord, we just pray your spirit cover her mind and heart, be strong in her weakness, allow her to grieve well, give her the tools and strength she needs to process this. Guide her along that process. We pray, Lord, that her mother, which sounds like she was close to her and had a good relationship, that she would hold a special place forever while this daughter is on earth, in her heart, until they can meet again with you, Lord. But for now, we pray for the practical things, Lord, just the strength and community, bring people around her, whether it's family and friends, to help her and help grieve with them, to sit Shiva with them. It's not easy, but we know that if we ask, you will walk through it with us, Lord. And there's not something that you haven't experienced as Jesus on earth. So in your son's name I pray. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi, it's Alpha Lee Halley on the 29th of September, abiding in Jesus. And I wanted to share these two verses for those people that are down or depressed or ashamed or whatever. This one says from Isaiah 50, verse 7, and I made something from it. Thank you, Lord, for helping me or helping us. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint. And the flint in the Bible means strength, hardness, unwavering resolve. And then Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And I'm just praying so much for that story of the new couple and how a friend stayed overnight and how the raped the new bride. I mean, just unbelievable. But God, bring good from this tragedy and please comfort them and help them in all these things. And you know, Jesus' name.
Hello, everyone. It is Cece, and I just wanted to say real quick that I have hope today. Last couple months, I have not been very hopeful for my future, but the last couple days of our readings, what Brian's reading, have really sunk into me, finally. I guess every year we go, it sinks in more and more. The areas that we need to hear it to be shown where we have areas that need improvement, basically. But I'm hopeful. I still don't have a job, but I'm hopeful because I hear, oh, and today is September 29th, my husband and I's 24th wedding anniversary. So happy anniversary to us. He has been a godsend to me, and yeah, it's been not a very blissful journey with me because of my depression, anxiety, PTSD, all the other, the list goes on. But anyway, 24th wedding anniversary. Have hope that I will be getting a new job here. I have hope that I am going to continue to live to shine a light for Jesus. And I choose the God way, the Jesus way, every day, and just continuing to listen to our daily audio Bible and the prayers. You guys are just the best. I love you all.
Good morning, my DAB family. I love you all so much. I appreciate you all so much. What I'm going to say may come across, it's coming across with love, with so much love. Lady called in and said her mom had just quickly passed away and she wasn't ready for it. And sweetheart, I just feel for you. Grief is no fun at all. But I'm jealous. I'm jealous of you because you have a mom you're going to miss. I loved my mom to the ends of the earth, but she was very difficult, and life has been so much better without her. And so I grieved all my life for a mom who loved me. So grief is grief, so let's pray. Lord God, we just come before your holy throne, and we pray for those who are grieving the loss of a husband, the loss of a mom or dad, the loss of a child, the loss of the loss of a job, the loss of finances. You know, God, it rips our heart apart, rips our heart right apart. But you're the mender. You are the keeper of the brokenhearted. You put us all back together again. And I just praise you, Lord. Praise you and thank you. Thank you, God, for your love, your healing, and your peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in September 29th to pray over our children. Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make my requests for all of you with joy, for you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. Philippians 1:3-6. As Paul thought about the believers in Ephesus, he was full of thankfulness and joy. His current circumstances, he was in prison and facing execution, were less than promising, and yet he was full of joy. What made him so happy as he thought about the believers in Philippi? First, he was happy because he knew they shared with him faith in Christ, and they were living out the faith in the world. Second, he was happy because he was confident that God was at work in them, and that nothing, including his own death, could keep God from bringing his work in their lives to a glorious conclusion. God started the work, not Paul, and God would finish the work. Whenever you pray for your child, do you make your requests with joy? If your child is in Christ, you have every cause for joy, knowing that your child's greatest need has been met. And if your child is not in Christ, you have every cause for hope, knowing that your child's greatest need can only be met in Christ. To be continued.
Good morning. I want to respond to a couple prayer requests. One, I believe it was Bart in Kentucky calling for his mother-in-law. Forgive me if I got the relationship wrong, but she fell in the morning outside and has 15 stitches. Sounds like she's in the later stages of life. So Lord, we pray that you would just make her comfortable, allow her to bask in the life that she's lived, and not ruminate or mire in any of her regrets, but just accept her identity as a child of God and accept your love, and just keep her comfortable and allow her stitches to heal quickly. Just give the skin and the flesh around the stitches just extra healing power, Lord. And we want to pray for a gentleman that called in. I don't know if he left his name, but his daughter's pregnant, and the doctors want to see the daughter early in the morning. Something's wrong, but they're not really telling him what it is. So we just pray, Lord, and I'm sure she's already had the appointment, but I know you operate out of time and space. You don't operate in a linear time construct, and so you hear our prayers outside of time. And so we come to you out of obedience and love, and love for our fellow believers and community. We ask that you heal this baby, or heal this daughter, whatever's wrong with her, in the name of Jesus, that you infuse your healing power in your son's name, I pray. Amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for the lives you have given us and for all that we have. We commit this day to you. We ask that you would guide our path today, and more specifically, our thoughts, words, and actions. Please be with us throughout the day and help us to navigate whatever comes our way. More importantly, help us to reflect and live out our lives in a way that is honoring to you. Thank you, Father, for all you do for us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, this is Alta Lee Halley, and I'm praying for the Voice of the Martyrs calendar on the 30th. We pray for Oman, pray for Christian converts from Islam who are harassed through legal challenges. Pray for Egypt. We pray for Christians who are taking bold risks to disciple Christian converts from Islam. We pray for Cameroon, for the frontline workers who serve the spiritual emotional needs of Christians displaced by Boko Haram attacks. For Kenya, for the boldness and strength of missionaries proclaiming the gospel in hostile communities. For Nepal, that believers will stand firm in their faith as Hindu nationalists promoting opposition to Christians. In Qatar, becoming a Christian in Qatar is costly. We pray that new believers who suffer loss will find joy in the Lord. Israel, we pray for Christian converts from Islam who face violent opposition from family members and local governments. In Venezuela, we pray that Venezuelans will recognize the emptiness and darkness of Marxist ideology and turn to Christ. In Libya, Bibles are severely restricted in Libya. We pray that every believer will have access to a print or digital Bible. In Tunisia, we pray that Christian converts from Islam will share the love of Christ with co-workers who may oppose their faith.
In Beirut, we pray for the steadfast faith of Christians who lose their jobs and social status because of Christ. In Ethiopia, we pray for the courage of pastors like Derich who work in areas where Islamic extremists are active. In Jesus' name.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for Robert. He is somebody that I'm menteeing. Mentoring him, should I say, through Hope Inspired Ministries. It's a ministry in Montgomery where they roll them through a 13-week class. They actually stay in class for 11 weeks, and then the last 2 weeks are doing their internship. And hopefully the place where they do their internship, they're going to hire them on permanently. So this guy's name is Robert, and he is he doesn't have any prison in his background, so that's a good thing. Sometimes folks come to the place with a little bit of prison in their background. Not that it's a bad thing at all, but it's tougher to get a job for sure. Yeah, he doesn't have any prison in his background, and hopefully he's going to be able to get a job working in a hotel as a cook. I saw the other day looking online, it looked like it actually has benefits, healthcare benefits and 401k and stuff like that. And so it seemed like a really good place to get him a job. So anyway, I just wanted to cover Robert up with prayer that he be able to get a job and be able to work and be a valuable citizen in society. And that is all. I want to pray in the name of Jesus, I pray that we get Robert a job. So, and I will talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Laura Lee, and I'm shouting out from Halifax, Nova Scotia, in travel mode. And greetings to all the Haligonian listeners with the Daily Audio Bible, and top of the morning to you. It's a beautiful day, and I went for a walk in Point Pleasant Park this morning in the beautiful morning sunshine, and looking at the monuments, the memories, memorials, and there was a big cross with the men and women of the Navy who defended the harbor, and there was a sword in that cross. And I heard a voice, not the Holy Spirit, said, "See that cross? That has a sword in it." And Jesus says, "Do not," he said to Peter, "do not, if you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword." But the wisdom of God rose up, and the Holy Spirit said, "It is not one or the other, because there's all," it also says in the Word of God, in Ecclesiastes, "There's a time for peace and a time to kill. And everything under the sun, there's a time for everything. Time to live, time to die, time to fight, time to sow seed, time to pull up weeds, time to, you know." It's just a beautiful book that wasn't dividing my heart into one camp or the other. And I just love that the religious spirit who rose up in me quite a few years ago and tried to stay and make a covenant with me is now gone in the name of Jesus. And I see with a wider view, a view from the cross. And I love you, and I God bless you, and I'm still with you even as we travel. Brian and Jill, love you, and I'm being transparent.
Good morning. I just want to respond to a prayer request or an update from Carolyn in Wisconsin. Who I guess got the worst news about her husband's brain tumor, that it's stage 4 cancer. It's not curable by human means, but we know that it's 100% curable for the Lord. And whether or not he cures it, I just encourage you to embrace Job's prayer that blessed be the name of the Lord in everything. Lord gives, Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the depths, in the shadows, in the darkness, in the pits, that's all we can do is just praise the name of the Lord. And I do want to just pray out of obedience, though, that your husband be healed. And so, Lord, we just ask that we come to the foot of your throne only by the means of Christ, who died for our sins and made us co-heirs with him, made us clean and blameless, so that we can approach you with our requests, Lord. And so we pray that that Carolyn's husband be completely healed in the name of Jesus from his cancer, his brain cancer. We know that nothing is impossible for you. You design the universe. You design the intricacies of the human body. You know exactly how the brain works. You know exactly how cancer works. And we just pray that you wipe the cancer from his brain, that you just remove it with a miraculous touch. Again, we come to you out of obedience. We ask that he be healed. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, Godzilla Flower, calling. And I just want to give a shout out to, I think it's one of Brian's sons who does the music at the end of the program, daily program, and throughout the program as well, but especially the ones at the end when the prayers are all done. And oh my gosh, that's beautiful music. Just beautiful. Beautiful music. And I use that time to pray for the prayer requests of the day, but sometimes I just praise God for the beautiful gift of music and the talent he has given some people. Personally, I can play the radio really well. I really can play that radio good. So anyway, but I really appreciate those who are gifted, and it is such a blessing. So thank you, Lord, for talented people. Amen.
Hi, this is John Pope again. I praise God today. I'm still incarcerated, unfortunately. Some lies were told again, and so some other stuff had happened as well. But I asked for prayer for protection of my family, which includes my wife, my parents, and my children. Also, I asked that... prayer request for God to provide a lawyer that can take this situation and end the whole situation once and for all. And I know God is a God of suddenlies, and I am ready to serve the Lord, to be a pastor, and I know the enemy is going to fight me every step of the way, but greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, and God has overcome, and we are more than conquerors, according to Romans chapter 8. So thank you for your prayer request.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for September 29th. As you pray for your child in whom God has begun to work, no matter how limited the work may have been to this point, and no matter how far there is to go, you can be certain that God will complete his work. It may be slow. It may be start and stop. It may take a direction you had not anticipated. What you can be sure of is that it will not stop short. It will not be halfway or half-hearted. The day is coming when the work that God began by calling your child to himself will be complete. Every last vestige of sin will be gone. Your child will be perfected in body and soul. So be patient with God's way and God's timing. Be certain he will finish his work. We pray that our children's love will overflow more and more, and that our children will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. We pray our children will understand what really matters, so that our children may live a pure and blameless life until the day of Christ's return. May our children always be filled with the fruit of salvation, the righteous character produced by Jesus Christ. For this will bring much glory and praise to you. I love you, family.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for Molly. She's someone that lives in my neighborhood. I think I've prayed for her in the past so that she could accept Jesus Christ into her heart. I think she does not believe. I don't think she does believe at all. She just needs to accept Christ in her heart and believe in Jesus, and that's it. We just needed to get her to believe in Jesus and God and start going to church or start listening to the Daily Audio Bible, start doing something. So anyhow, her name is Molly, and she lives in my neighborhood. And that is it. I will talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Hi, good afternoon, Daily Audio Bible family. I had just finished listening to the podcast for September 30th, forgive me. And I just realized, number one, I've been a member since 2014, and I'm thankful for this platform, especially on the days where I don't feel the urge to really listen to the Word of God. But I'm thankful for the platform where I can go and at least listen to the Proverbs for the day or the Psalms for the day or something like that to give me hope and encouragement. I love everyone on here. I appreciate everyone's encouragement and their prayer requests. And, of course, I'm so thankful for Brian, Jill, China, Ezekiel, whole heart and family that is just continuing to expand in Jesus' name.
This is from Junk to Treasure. My grandson and his girlfriend could certainly use prayers. I can't remember if I remember to post this or not. Been pretty sad time right now. His girlfriend passed the baby on the 24th at 3:36 a.m. We're waiting for autopsy results to find out why the baby stopped living, because as far as we knew, everything was coming along just fine and the mama was healthy, so we're very shocked about this. So if you could pray for peace and for their hearts to be mended, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon, and I was just walking out walking little dog, and just heard a word from God's Yellow Flower, our sister Susan up in Canada, something I've never heard before, and I feel like I'm like quaking in my boots in the best way, just where I knew I just heard a word like straight from the Lord. And that was essentially, if you say that that you can't be forgiven or that your sin is too much for God, you're saying that Jesus didn't suffer enough. I just felt like that was a God-breathed word, and I'm so thankful that you called in. I wasn't even able to listen to all of your message. I'm going to go back and listen to the rest of it now. I just wanted to reach out and say thank you for listening to the Holy Spirit and calling that in to share with us. Continuing to pray for you. Much love to you. Bye.
Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in a prayer for Carolyn in Superior, Wisconsin, and her husband Mickey, who's been diagnosed with stage 4 glioblastoma. Such a hard road to walk. I've had close family, close friends, and their families to walk that path. I'll be praying for both of you and pray that each day is full of love and just very rich in the blessings of God, and realizing that and dwelling on that. And we'll be praying for him as he begins his chemo and radiation. And I pray for you and your courage as you stand by him and assist and help him. It's a very tough thing, when it involves the brain, just be prepared. My mom had seizures, things like that. So just be prepared, and we'll pray that it's a smooth path and that he will be a miracle. We love you and thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you that you promised to lead us and speak to us. Help us to listen to you daily and throughout our lives. Father, help us not to just read your words, but to learn them, live by them, and to bring honor to your name. Father, thank you that when we lose our lives for you, we find them. Help us to listen to your voice and follow you daily. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in September 30th to pray over our children. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble. Thinking of others is better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Philippians 2:3-8. Most parents, whether they are Christians or not, want their children to be unselfish, not to be out to impress others, to interact with others in humility, and to be willing to serve the needs of others. The question is it possible for any of us, regardless of our connection to Christ, to genuinely and pervasively have this attitude of deep humility and servanthood? To be continued.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown calling from Evansville, Indiana. And we, tell me the month and the day and the year, Jeff.
September 30th, 2025.
Okay, and we are reading September 30th, 2025 today. And every single one of the people that are making prayers for some really tough things, Jeff and I can count, can pray for them and pray for those that have needs. And we are one with you. We are in the same place. And I just want to say that Brian and Jill, thank you, thank you, thank you. My books are coming for the prayer. And gracious, God has been so good to us. God has been so good to us. And I just want to thank you that Brian and Jill, you have really, really filled your life with love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and benevolence and self-control. And you are great leaders. This family, I pray for this family, and I've asked Jeff if he wants to increase our giving, that he would do so. So thank you. Thank you, Brian and Jill. And I just hope and pray that we will be able...
Good morning, Dab family. It is October 1st, and I just want to stand in agreement with a couple of the Dabbers that I've heard on their prayer this morning. Two of them just really touch my heart. The couple that has the unborn child with the, I think it's Edwards syndrome, the trisomy 18. And the beautiful, sweet woman that called in with regard to her cousin who lives in Baltimore. So, Father God, I just want to lift these families up to you, these sweet, precious, loving people who have such a heart for you. I stand with them. I stand with their faith for complete healing for the unborn child and for God's intervention for the woman's cousin, Lamont. Father God, we know that your will is righteous, your will is perfect, and we stand with them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for September 30th. While having this kind of mindset is challenging to the Christian, it is impossible for the unbeliever because it comes from being united to Christ. No one can work themselves into this mindset. It is something received in union and communion with Christ. It is something He creates in us as He begins His work in us. There's no point in trying to live the Christian life if you're not united to Christ. And we simply can't expect a child who has not yet been joined to Christ to live in obedience to Him. To have the same attitude of Christ requires that we have Christ. More significantly, it requires that He has us. Lord, how we want our children to have the same attitude that You had, that of a humble servant, looking out for others. To have Your mindset, our children need You. So take our children to Yourself and make our children more like You day by day. Implant in our children a desire and a commitment to have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. I love you, family.
This is Hands to Heaven. Have you ever wondered why David took 5 stones in his pouch when he fought Goliath? For years I thought it was because he thought he could miss, or that maybe 1 stone wouldn't kill Goliath. But the truth is found in 2 Samuel 21, verse 22. Goliath had 4 sons. David thought that once Goliath was dead, his 4 sons would step forward to avenge his killing. David took a stone for every giant he thought he'd have to face. Are you facing some giants in your life? Maybe you need some stones in your pouch. Years ago at a ladies' retreat, a list was shared with us of who we are in Christ based on the scriptures. I'm going to share these scripture stones with you so that when the giants you face step up and shout threats in your face and accuse you of things, you'll have the stones you need to slay them. The first scripture stone is John 1:12. But to as many as did receive and welcome Him, He gave the authority, power, privilege, right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on His name. Your statement is, I am a child of God. You might look up Isaiah 56:5 too, as the Amplified Bible suggests. Maybe look the verse up in other translations. Whatever it is you need to be able to keep that stone in your pouch for when you have to slay your giant. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Jacqueline from Montana, blessed in the Bitterroot. Today is Wednesday, October 1st, and my son and I are going to counseling for the first time together this morning, and I'm just asking for prayer for it to go well and for me to say the right things to not upset him. I just want to help him get out of the depression and have him follow you like he used to, Lord. So I just lift my son Justin up to you, and I lift myself up to you, and I pray for us to have a good first counseling session and work our way back to rebuilding our bridge. I love you, Lord. I praise you. I thank you. I love this whole family. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. This is Jacqueline from Montana, blessed in the Bitterroot. Have a beautiful day.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Nicole, living Christ's redemption story in Florida. And this morning I am calling for baby Caleb, Lord, and all the babies of the our children and grandchildren of our Daily Audio Bible Community, Lord. We just, we know that for some of us, Lord, you call us into ministry even before our eyes see the light of day. And Lord, you have called Caleb to reach thousands of people, Lord, before he is even born, causing us to just seek your face on his behalf and, Lord, fall to our knees and just pray on behalf of this sweet baby, Lord. And in that, he's already done great things for your kingdom. And Lord, we just pray that you would give him miraculous healing, and Lord, that you would just extend his days, extend his ministry, Lord. And I pray for his family that you would continue to give them such strength and peace that they are already exhibiting such tremendous faith, Lord, and their ministry walk as his parents. And we pray before all the children that are in the womb today, Lord, across the community, that you would just continue to build their little bodies strong, Lord, and that you would continue to shape their path that you have laid out before them. And Lord, we pray good and mighty things for these children. We pray that they would be strong men and women of God in this generation, Lord, that they would be amongst those that are calling people back to your kingdom, and Lord, that it would all just be for your glory. We thank you for the gift of children. We thank you for the gift of pregnancy, Lord. We thank you for the gifts that you have just blessed upon us, Lord. We pray in your son's name. Amen.
Hi, family. I want to pray for healing, health, and blessings for Jesse and for his family, including his mother who called in for him. Jesse has several things that are keeping him weak, and I pray for him to have the touch from our Heavenly Father and feel better, get back on his feet. And let me also pray for Anonymous in California, because he does so much praying for all of us as our prayers come in. I heard you, Anonymous, pray for my daughter, Annika, who may have some similar issues like Jesse. She has been in the bed for over a year. She lost her job. Her husband lost his job because he has to care for her. And things are just very, very difficult for them. They need a breakthrough. So I thank you for praying for her. And I thank you for praying for all of us. And I pray for you, because you have issues, but you take the time to remember the rest of us. I listen every day to the Daily Audio Bible, and I listen to the community prayer as well. And I pray for all of you. And I'm very grateful for this platform. Praise the Lord.
Hello, DAB family. This is Jamie from Texas, also known as For Such a Time as This. Again today, this is the fourth ER visit and third admission to the hospital since August 23rd. And each time it's some different illness. Need your prayers that he makes it through this and gets strength, because how he is right now, he's unable to do anything for himself. And I'm to return back to work next week. From my surgeries, I'm still not doing real good myself, but I've got to get back. And so I need prayers for that. Prayers for favor with HR, because I will have to go back the first 4 weeks with a wheelchair and then graduate to a walker for 2 weeks. And then I will be having to be perfect by then. But my work has threatened that I will not be able to come back if I'm in a wheelchair. So I'm needing favor from God to be able to go back next week. Thank you for your prayers. Love you all. Bye.
Hello, my beloved dabbers. It's Asia calling from La Ciudad de Angels, the City of Angels. And I'm calling today. It's October 1st. And so let's go right before our blessed, beautiful Father's throne of grace and lift up our dabbers in prayer. Heavenly Father, hallowed be your beautiful, beautiful, holy name, Yahweh. Lord God, you are almighty, you are sovereign, and you are righteous and faithful. There is no other God than you, Lord God. We are the sheep of your pasture, the people of your hand, and we bow down before you in holy reverence and fear, working out our salvation in fear and trembling as your word says to do. Lord, we lift up the prayer request of the saints today. We lift up a prayer request from Caleb's father. Caleb is a baby in the womb, Lord, and this baby is... I've been told by doctors his chances are slim, yet for you, God, he is continuing to breathe and move around in the womb. He was given 6 weeks, and he's already got through three of those, and so we pray in this next three-week period you would do a miracle and bring this baby to full fruition in health, Lord God, and that he could give you glory and his family all the days of his life. Father God, we lift up Grandma's girl's cousin in Bmore in Baltimore. His name is Craig Lamont Travis. We're lifting him up. We're calling out his name, Father God. He's been on the streets addicted to drugs for years. He needs a healing. He needs an anointing. He needs help, Father God. Put someone in his life that can intervene, Lord God. Family don't know what to do, and they need help, Father. And Grandma's girl is just praying, Father, that you would not let him get snatched up by the hands of the enemy. We pray for intervention for him, Father God. Lord, we also lift up Jane from PA, her brother Chris, who needs salvation, Father God. We pray for salvation for him and the healing of his foot, Father God, and that you would save him, Lord God, according to your glory.
Good afternoon, my dear family. It's time to pray for people who have suffering from addictions, and I specifically want to lift up Craig to you, dear Father, that Lord God, be his strength, be his power, be his wisdom, be his courage. Lord God, he's not living the life that you created him to be, and neither is anyone else who has addiction to drugs or alcohol or any addiction, really. Because that's putting you above, putting the addiction above you, and we are to have no other gods above you. So I pray, Lord God, that you would open his eyes to the truth. Let him hear the truth through people who will cross his path and try and help him. Let him receive help as a gift from you to recover and reclaim his life for your name's sake. In Jesus' precious and most holy name I pray. Amen.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 1st to pray over our children. Truly God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure. But as for me, I almost lost my footing. My feet were slipping and I was almost gone. For I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their wickedness. Psalm 73, 1-3. Asaph begins Psalm 73 with the conclusion he has come to, that God is good to his people, and then takes us along with him on the path that led him to it. He admits that he almost stumbled because as he looked at the world around him, it seemed as if people who gave no thought to God actually lived pretty well. Did I keep my heart pure for nothing? He wondered in verse 13. But then he lifted up his eyes to God in worship and was given clarity on what a life spent alienated from God leads to. Then I went into your sanctuary, O God, and I finally understood the destiny of the wicked. Verse 17. He could see that their path led to ruin. He realized that if he looked only at appearances, he wouldn't see the complete picture of reality. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you that you accept us as we are, but you do not want us to remain that way.
Help us to live a holy life. Help us to see the trials and the difficulties we face as part of our character formation. Father, help us to forgive totally those who have harmed us in any way. Help us to see your hand in everything that happens to us, whether good or bad, as you transform us into the people you intended us to be. Thank you that in all things, you are working for the good of those who love you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Brian from Huber Heights. Praising God that on October 6th, I'll be moving Mitchell into his new apartment. I just ask for your prayers that his substance abuse and his mental illness, God would heal and deliver him, that he would not get kicked out of this another apartment. We're kind of running out of places to house him, and this really needs to work. But if God's will is for him to be in forced treatment rather than this apartment, that things would work out in the order that God would have him to get the help that he needs. Would also ask prayer for my daughter Ashley, that God would heal her and deliver her from her mental illness of anxiety and OCD, and that God would lead her and Mitchell and her brother Matt all to be truly saved and into his narrow path, and also for reconciliation of my marriage to my wife of 33 years, Kathy. I pray for all of you daily. I thank the Hardin family for this ministry, and praise God in the 20th year anniversary of it. And I just pray and love each and every one of you. Thank you for your prayers. And I'll be praying for you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus' name, praise his name, and thank you for your prayers.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown. And what are the day and date and time?
October 2nd.
October 2nd,
2025,
5:30 in the morning, and we are calling from Evansville, Indiana, Jeff and I, and I encourage each of one of you to go through this again, because Brian gives such great descriptions of what it means to love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and that we're not in the Old Testament, we are in the New Testament, and he gives such a great example of the New Testament promises, and you know, those are precious to me. I really appreciate the time that Brian and Jill take to show us the way that we should go. And I'd like to ask for prayers for the people who came to the place that we sit around the table and pray for each other. And for the most part, it is all faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Today I want to pray for baby Caleb. Baby Caleb. And your dad called in today. This is October 2nd. And he shared the status update of like where you are right now in your mom's womb. And it just brought me back to a time, you know, when I had my first child. I was pregnant with our first child. And the doctors saw a hole in our heart. And every visit, the hole was there, and it was, you know, a pregnancy that was sort of like difficult, because you know, just expecting that we're going to have to deal with some issues after she was born. And it was just such a hard time. And, you know, at some point, you know, we went to a visit and, you know, the hole was no longer there. And they couldn't understand what happened. Is like, to me, I knew it was a miracle because, you know, it was something we were praying for. I didn't want to become depressed during the time, but just praying. And she's 22 years old today and no hole. You know, it's just the hand of God. That's all I can say. So my prayer really for you, for Caleb, is that this could be his story too. That they can, something miraculous, because, you know, we have a God who can make what seems impossible possible. So I pray that this can be your story too. So I pray for strength for you. I pray for peace, and I pray for healing in Jesus' name.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I want to call in a prayer for Susan in Canada. Christy mentioned that this is a hard week for you. I'm not sure when her call was placed, but we love you, Susan. And we continue to think of you in your grief and as you move on and just in your daily life. We pray just blessings and comfort for you. We love you, Susan. Bye-bye.
This is Hands to Heaven with another stone for your pouch for when you're facing your giants. This one is based on Romans 5:1, which reads, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us." Your declaration is, "I have peace with God." I encourage you to look these verses up in an online service such as Bible Gateway and look at the different translations. You might notice that I didn't use the same translation as I did for the first scripture stone. That was because this one spoke to me louder. Because in the New Living Translation, it does say, "We have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us." Our peace with God doesn't depend on us. It depends on God. And He's way more dependable. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hi, my name is Zach Stalker, and I'm calling in from California, and I am requesting prayers for a new job that I applied for. I haven't heard back for a little while, and I really, it would be a big pay upgrade, and it would be a big kind of move for me. It's something that I've wanted to do for a long time. It's in the railroad industry, and it's just a new opportunity, and it's something I'm looking forward to. So I'm just asking for prayers that I can get.
Good evening, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower. I want to pray for Mitchell again, Brian's dear sweet son. And I don't know how he got on such a wrong path, but Lord God, you know all about him. You know his everything. You know his all. And I pray, Lord God, once again, that you just make straight the crooked paths in his life. Bring him your peace and your joy, Lord God, as this man is suffering. He's suffering, Lord God, and does not know how to handle it. I pray for Brian as well, Lord God, that your heart would fill him with, that he would be full in his heart with you, and that the love that you have for him would overflow to the world around him. We pray your peace in his heart, as knowing that you are looking after Mitchell. Lord God, it's been a long time that we've been praying for Mitchell, and we need you to act mightily in his life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Oh, and also Brian's daughter, we want to lift her up in prayer, Lord God, and help her to see what you want her to do in her life. Not only to see it, but to submit to it, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Good morning. I'm calling from Denver, Colorado. This is staying desperately connected to Jesus, also known as running desperately to Jesus. I haven't called in a long while. I lost my job in 2023 because I did not have an LC, a licensed clinical social work, or LMSW. I am a social worker for over 25 years, and I did not know the reason why. At the time, because I was making enough money, I put it in the bank. I did not foresee that I was going to be unemployed for 4 months. Because of that, that's what I lived off of. Everything went wrong, from looking for a job to unemployment. I just felt totally overwhelmed. I think eventually I just kind of dropped off. Right now, I try and read the Bible, and it looks like just words on a page. I don't understand. I worked 4 jobs, got sick in January because I just ran my body down, ended up in the hospital with a severe sinus infection that started off as a small cold. Got sick again last month, started off as a sinus infection. Small cold turned into a sinus infection. I feel overwhelmed. I feel like sometimes I don't have the desire to pray like I used to, but I know that God is there. I am overwhelmed financially, overwhelmed with just everything. At this time, I do security work, not something that I enjoy doing. I work with the homeless, and I do not enjoy doing this, but I think this is where God has put me. I am overwhelmed right now, so I just ask for prayer. It's good to be back with the community because this is probably the only way that I could understand and be wanting to read the Bible again. So I miss you all, community, running desperately to Jesus.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. Oh, praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, calling in for our children. Longtime listener called in and would like us to pray for his daughter who is pregnant, and there were some issues. I believe she already went to the doctor. We pray that everything is okay, Lord, in this situation, in this pregnancy. Lord, we ask for your hand of comfort, peace, and healing. Daniel Johnson Jr. called in, would like us to pray for his daughter Keisha, who is having some emotional issues. So we lift that up to our Lord and Savior. We lift up Keisha. Darlene called in, would like us to pray for son Stephen. He's in a psychiatric ward. I know you called in and kind of gave a little more details on that. We pray that Stephen will get the help he needs and be able to spend more time in our Lord with his word, and find comfort and peace and direction in his life. Melissa called in, would like us to pray for cousin Tegan. He just needs some prayer. He's young and having the, you know, family issues with mother and grandmother. Melissa, we want to give you praise that you bought the book Breathe and are planning on giving him that for a Christmas gift. That's wonderful. Lori called in, would like us to pray for son Jesse, who's having mysterious illness. He has weakness. He has neurological breakdown issues. He has Lyme disease, cervical vertebrae issues, allergies, and brain saps. Wow, there's a long list there. So, Lord, we pray for Jesse and continue guidance there. Susan called in, would like us to pray for stepson, for his salvation. Youngest daughter was put in Christian school, which is great news, and purchased a McCarthy study Bible. We want to lift that up to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless and amen.
Good morning. I want to lift up Christy from Kentucky and her loss. So Lord, we just lift her up and we ask for an abundance of love and grace to be poured out on her. Allow her to feel viscerally how much you love her and what you have planned for the rest of your life. We just pray for patience and as she waits on the Lord, asking for wisdom and insight. We thank you for the community that's come around her already. We ask that more people come around her just to shower her with love and kindness. Allow her to grieve well in her loss and in her love, and just allow her to have the supernatural energy just to put one foot in front of the other every day as she goes on. In your son's name I pray, Amen.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in for a patient of mine. I had called previously about him. He is a peritoneal dialysis patient, and his wife is currently undergoing treatments for breast cancer. And his son has like schizophrenia and pretty significant mental disorder. And I found out today that my peritoneal dialysis patient was in a really bad car accident 2 days ago and is really struggling to do his peritoneal treatments at home because he's in so much pain from the car accident. So would you just join me in praying over him and his family? Lord Jesus, we thank you for sparing my patient's life. God, we ask for you to come and touch his body, his wife's body, and his son's body, Lord. We reject and rebuke any oppression from the enemy. And, Lord, may you continue to thwart the plans of the enemy. God, we ask that you would just send your angels to come in and protect this family against all of the flaming darts of the enemy, Lord. May there be no further just difficulties that they have to navigate through, Lord. We're just asking for healing for each one of them. And we thank you that he knows you and he trusts you and he loves you, that his faith is remaining strong and unwavered from you despite all of these trials and circumstances, God. But God, please provide miracles for him, for his wife, and for his son, Lord. Touch each of their bodies in only a way you can.
Hey guys, it's Margot in Australia. Haven't called in yonks, I know. I think it's been years, but I'm still here, still hanging around. Still living back in Australia. I'm running Home of Hope in Liberia remotely. Was just there a couple of months ago. Hubby's still working as a training captain with the Mission Aviation Fellowship. I have hardly slept last night because I want to reach out for prayer for a friend of mine, Julie. She's a brand new Christian, and I just was lying there thinking, I can't bear this burden alone. And then I thought, hey, I need to ring the DAB and ask the Global Campfire to pray. Brand new Christian. She left a very violent relationship. She's not married to the man, but has been with him for some years. Very wicked, very evil, violent man. Because of the brainwashing that's gone on, she's gone back to him and she's literally living in a fantasy land. I am terrified for her because he will kill her one day if she doesn't get out, and she can't see it. She just lives in hope. She wants him to love her. I get it. I've researched all this DV stuff, but I cannot sleep. I'm just waiting for the day I hear that she's been killed by him. And she is blind. Could you guys join me in praying for her that God would open her eyes to his truth, that God would help her make good choices, that she would leave before it's too late. Also that he would open her eyes to her own sin in being unequally yoked with him. I just am having trouble bearing this burden for her, and so I'm reaching out to you guys. Please pray. Pray for me too, that I would have wisdom in what I say to her. Yeah. Thanks so much, guys. Love you all. Bye.
Angel in training. I had to back up several times and listen to your message again. Wow and wow. I know we've had trainings and we've heard warnings about making idols and what idols are and what they look like, but wow. We come to a father who is nothing of a useless idol. He is majestic and magnificent in his creation. And we can come to him for our prayers. Oh my goodness, I didn't repeat it exactly like you said it, Angel in Training, but that is profound, and it just struck me this morning. I've never even thought of God as not being an idol, but he is not a useless idol, and amazing. Thank you for sharing that. This is from Junk to Treasure.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for October 1st. Worship puts God at the center of our vision so that we can finally begin to see things as they really are. It delivers us from distortion. That's why being in church as a family week by week is such a priority if we want our kids to have their perspectives shaped by what is true, real, and eternal. All week long, the world seeks to shape the way our children think about things. So we gather each week with the people of God and look to Him to readjust our perspective to see beyond life in this world and into eternity. Truly, you are kind to us, Lord. How good it is to be near you. Sovereign Lord, you have been our shelter. We want to tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. We need you to keep us from slipping into believing that this life is all there is. We need you to save our children from thinking that there is no real benefit to a life set apart to you. Save our children from such foolishness. Guide our children with your counsel. Give our children a desire for you that is greater than anything on earth. Lead our children to a glorious destiny. I love you, family.
Good morning, my DAB family. This is Paula calling from Albuquerque, period, a little froggy. It is allergy season. It is Thursday, October 2nd. Just finished listening to the podcast. Christy in Kentucky, my heart goes out to you. Wish I could hug you and just sit shiva with you. Also, Junk to Treasure, praying for you and your family. There's so many others that have called in recently. You guys are all very, very dear to me. Just had my 50-year class reunion, and one of my classmates is listening. Hi, Beth. I thank God for her, and I thank God for you, for all your prayers. Would you all please lift up now my son and his children? An ongoing battle, but he is behind bars right now, period. Asking for God's intervention, His grace and mercy, and of course, peace and comfort for myself and His children and Him, period. I reminded Him this morning just to call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus to break every stronghold. In Jesus' name, I love and treasure all of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and we are going to pray over keeping her eyes on Jesus. Zena's prayer, God's Princess, God's Warrior Princess in Minnesota, called in about this spinal fluid leakage of Emily's. And she said, if you've ever had a migraine, multiply that by 10 times. And oh my goodness, this hits home for me because I've suffered with migraines since I was in high school. Several of my family has suffered with migraines. And I've had them so bad that I have actually asked God to go ahead and take my life and transport me right on into paradise because they hurt so bad and they affect more than just your head. And times that times 10, my goodness, my very worst migraine times 10. I can't even imagine what Emily is going through if that was to happen for her. To have that excruciating pain. So we pray over this. Lord, we lift this and we place this at the feet of your throne of grace, Father God. We ask, because we are fearfully and wonderfully made, we ask that to the original plan that you had for the design of our bodies, Lord, that you trap that spinal fluid and contain it where it's supposed to stay, Lord. Bind up the leakage so that she has no more suffering of this, no more pain, no more debilitation from it. Father God, that she is healthy and whole because you said by your stripes we have been healed. And we believe for that healing. Praise God. We lift up this precious child that was assaulted. We know in our minds what kind of assault that is, Lord. And we ask that the effects of that assault be removed, that this dear child of yours, because we are all created in your image, we are yours. We ask that she will not ever have to walk in shame or disgrace, that she will not feel the horrible emotional effects of that assault, Lord, that you will heal the mind now, the heart and the emotions, the feelings, and let there be no physical side effects from this assault either, Lord, that she is healthy, whole, and put completely together in spirit, emotions, and physical healing, Father God. And we ask that an assault from the Holy Spirit come upon this attacker, that this person will see the error of their ways and that they will bow lowly before you, Lord, face to the ground, unable to continue to do normal things until they repent and seek forgiveness from you first and from the person that they attack, Lord, in however way you arrange that to be. That they be totally convicted in their heart and that they will be sorrowful for the actions they've done and receive you and redemption's plan so that they may be whole also.
Good afternoon, Daily Audio Bible. This is Claudia. I would like you to pray for my friend Carol. She fell and she's in a lot of pain. She's waiting for the ambulance to come and pick her up. But in the meanwhile, her wrist and hip is very, very painful. Would you pray for a healing of those injuries, please? That nothing is really that bad, and keep her healthy and uplift her spirit. She's very depressed. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, this is John Pope. I praise God for the Daily Audio Bible being able to leave a prayer request. And I'm thankful for my situation being back in jail. I know that God is sovereign. Do I want to be here? No. But I'm thankful for it. My prayer request is for God to provide a pro bono lawyer for my civil situation as well as the criminal if possible. And my prayer request is for God to heal my broken heart. I need a complete healing. I've had a broken heart for many, many, many years. And I know in Proverbs it talks about guard your heart for it affects everything you do. And so I want to get back to serving the Lord with a fervent heart. And so I appreciate the prayer request. Thank you.
Hey, DAB, it's Refined by the Fire in Ohio. I am out here praying along and praising along with each of you as you called in. And as I was listening to Brian, and of course his amazing reading and insights as usual, you know, I was thinking about our wedding rings and the symbol that they are of a covenant that we've made. And of course, thinking about our relationship with Jesus. And then just thinking, you know, how easy it is to get busy and get distracted and get self-absorbed or sucked into work or even our kids, which are all great things, but they so often take our love and our affection and our eyes off of what we have made a covenant to, right? And, you know, as we are kind of in a transition personally of our kids leaving the house and just things changing and just trying to take each day to go back to look at the person that I committed to, that I adore, who has just unselfishly poured into me, and wanting to go back to the basics. And that's kind of where I am with Christ too. I think we can overcomplicate that relationship sometimes. But anyway, I love you all. Hope you are all doing well, and I will check in soon.
This is Alta Lee Hallie, and today's the 2nd of October, and I just wanted to give greetings to everybody. You all are so special, and I want to Psalm 130:13, praise the Lord, all servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its setting, Psalms 113. And I just wanted to, I'm thinking about Melissa in Houston. What a sweet lady she is. And I'm just so sorry about your mom dying. It sounded like both of your parents died. But anyway, I'm praying this prayer for you. It's on Psalm 71:21. You will increase my greatness and comfort me again. And another version says, comfort me on every side. This is the ESV, I just read version. And then this other one is Isaiah 57:1, the righteous man perishes and no one lays it to heart. Devout men are taken away while no one understands. For the righteous man is taken away from calamity. He enters into peace. They rest in their beds who walk in their uprightness. And then the other thing was I wanted to ask, you can just pray along with me. Lord, I just pray for Brooklyn, Adrian, Maxim, and their brother, and Maxim's brother, I'm sorry, just Zeflin. They were my dog sitters, and they were wonderful, and they've just moved to Houston, so we just pray that you'll provide a church for them and good jobs for them. Also pray for Sierra, Stella, Randy, Rudy, and Celeste. Stella was put in our... I'll do the next thing. Thanks. I'm sorry.
We had a prayer request come in at timestamp 2:21:30. I believe it was from Casey, the single-minded plumber. I listened to it again to try to catch the name. But we lift you up, whoever this gentleman was that called in for their friend Brandon. Lord, the doctors say that there could be permanent nerve damage. This young man has just recently opened his own contracting business. There is spinal damage. And I know from watching what my daughter has gone through because of the permanent nerve damage that she is suffering through, it is horrendous to watch. And we're praying, requesting, believing, asking mighty God for your hand to move in these situations. Restore the spinal columns, the spinal cord, the every single part of the spine and nerves. Father God, we're asking for your loving power, your healing touch, your presence, your whole essence. We are believing with our entire faith that there is nothing that you cannot do. And we know how much you love us. And we're asking for miraculous recoveries that will astound people, that will cause them to turn their eyes to you, Father God, so that they may be saved and that they may be healed in every area of their lives as well. Father God, pour out throughout his entire body healing, fresh blood flow to all the nerves, Lord, and let his business be able to thrive.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in a prayer for Jamie
in Texas, also known as For Such a Time as This. Oh, Jamie, I'm praying for you and will continue to do so. Today is October 2nd, and you said you had to be ready to return to 10-hour days on October 9th. And it sounds like you have much progress to make. So I'll be praying over that and your husband as he recovers as well. And I'm so sorry you've had to go through all these things. I'll be lifting you up. We love you, and we pray that there will be a breakthrough. You might get an extension of your medical leave or something like that if you need longer time. We'll just be praying. We love you. Call back in. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Alta Lee Halley on October 2nd. And first of all, I want to give this beautiful verse, Isaiah 30:18. Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. And I'd just like to pray that he'll show mercy for all the people that call in. Because you do exalt yourself to show mercy to us, and you are a God of justice. And so blessed are all who wait for him. Help us to wait for you. And I just wanted to pray for my dear neighbors, Sierra and Rudy. They have kids, Stella and Celeste. And it's been very hard for Sierra because Rudy just keeps getting into drinking different things, and she was about ready to leave him again, or he was going to divorce her, and she didn't know where to go. She doesn't drive. And then things got better, and she wanted her, she'd been wanting her her daughter to get into preschool at our church. And so anyway, to make a long story short, it all worked out. She's started preschool, and they said they want to try to get back together. And so they went to came to our church, last Sunday, which is back to church Sunday, they did not come. And then, she started preschool. So maybe it was last week she started preschool. But anyway, she just had a few days. And then I got a message from my friend who's got her granddaughter also goes there. And she said that she quit preschool. Something happened. They took her out. So, God, we just lift up Rudy and Stella, Father. Just show your mercy on them. Help Sierra. She's going through so much right now. In Jesus' name, do great things. Amen.
Hi, my DAB family. It's Bethsaida. I was in my emotions just now thinking of the people that I've lost, the family members that I've lost, my mom, my dog, my cousins. Mm-hmm. It's been a really hard year, few years. And I know that my DAB family's going through the same things, whether it be sickness or of old age. We're losing people left and right. And it's a little scary. Just the thought of being alone, just having less and less people as time goes by. And the thing that comforts me is knowing where they're at and knowing that they're in the Father's arms and that they're at peace. I hear all these encounters of people who had these near-death experiences and how they don't want to come back. And they say, you know, like, I miss my family, but I wanted to stay there, but Jesus sent me back. And just seeing how at peace they were during that time, and just thinking of that's the peacefulness that everyone that I've lost is feeling right now, comforts me. So I just wanted to share that, you know, they're in heaven. They're at peace. They're made whole. Whoever's missing a leg has it. Whoever's missing an eye has it. We are made whole in Yeshua HaMashiach and in his peace. And I just wanted to share that. I love you all. Jesus loves you. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray. Amen.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in a prayer for Christy in Kentucky.
I just heard the podcast where she said her sweet Tim has gone to be with the Lord. He'd had a long battle with ALS. I should say they've had, because she's been with him every step of the way, every gentle touch of the way. Christy, we lift you up. We know your Tim was precious. And we know that your heart is crushed. Even with something like this, and you know it's going to have an ending, you're never ready. We love you so much, and we'll continue to pray for you, sweet sister. I love you. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Ashley Hallie. I just heard a man calling for his doctor, for his daughter, who's pregnant, and he's seeing the doctor, and he didn't know what was going on, and couldn't understand. Sometimes I don't know what my kids are up to either, my grown kids, so pray everything turned out well, and the Lord will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and on the community prayer, Margaret, who is a seamstress and is 69 years old, called in and talked about making a mistake in retiring. Father God, we are coming before you and asking that you help her move beyond this past mistake. This doesn't have to be her portion, Lord, and we're asking for a renewed future for her. We're trusting in God's power to work through and to redeem the consequences of this mistake that she has made. Oh, Father, God, you use our mistakes and poor choices to bring us to the awareness that we should seek your guidance and counsel of elders before we have to suffer with our choices. Please protect Margaret from financial loss. You are our ultimate provider, Jehovah Jireh. Lord, I'm asking that you orchestrate an opportunity for her to use her many years of experience and talents and her personality in a unique way for exceptional income and rewards beyond what she could even think or hope or ask for. The Word of God says, blessed are those who put their trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. Jeremiah 17:7. And Lord, we put our hope in you, Lord, that you will turn this into something marvelous. First and foremost, for your ultimate glory and for the benefit of this dear lady. Heavenly Father, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. Amen and amen. This past week's community prayer, Blind Tony, in his poem, talked about healing or venom in the words you say. Well, that word venom spurred me to contemplate. Venoms are complex mixtures of toxins of differing types. Neurotoxins bind receptors in the nerve, blocking communication pathways. In us humans, it is a blocking from having honest and open dialogue in order to ask for forgiveness or the opportunity to forgive. Cytotoxins and myotoxins directly attack and destroy cells and muscles and tissues. In our relationships, on the human side, they are a breakdown or a total destruction of relationships. And hemotoxins destroy blood vessel linings, preventing clotting or causing excessive clotting, which in our human way, it is simply having either no filter or it is a built-up of negative responses and feelings stored in our heart. It's unnecessary junk. Along with the negative words and insults we often use, there are phrases and terms that randomly roll off of our tongues. They are harmful, demeaning, manipulative, unsupportive, accusatory, dismissive, and sometimes assign blame. But when we turn to the Word of God, we find Proverbs 15:1 says gentle words. Ephesians 4:29 talks about words building up. Proverbs 16:24 says gracious words are healing. And then we have Proverbs 15:4, Colossians 4:6, and James 3:2, along with many others. But in Psalms 19:14, this is my prayer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. But Lord, I ask that they not only be acceptable, but they bring you massive amounts of glory and honor.
A family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 2nd to pray over our children. I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Philippians 3:13-14. When we scan through social media, taking in the reports of the activities and achievements of our friends' kids, complete with stunning photography, we may wonder if we've done enough or if we are enough as parents. At such times, we need to be reminded of the ultimate goal of life, and thereby the ultimate goal of parenting, to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize. We are not parenting our kids merely for a successful life in the here and now. We are preparing them for what lies beyond this life. Paul's call for us to focus on this one thing, what lies ahead for us in heaven, readjusts our perspective about this life. Not being invited to the party, or not making the team, or not getting into the school is robbed of its power to crush. A focus on heaven and a growing sense of anticipation of what awaits us there implants in us and in our children the perspective-shaping reality that the grandest experiences and the greatest pleasures of this life will never fully satisfy us, but are foretastes of the ultimate satisfaction of our future home. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, as we rise to meet this new day, please fill us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you then that when we are weak, you are strong. Wherever we go, let us spread love, joy, peace, goodness, and faithfulness. Thank you that you are able to bring hope through even the toughest of times, strengthening us for your purposes. Give us the desire and ability to see you, hear you, talk to you, and give thanks to you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown. And what are the readings, Jeff?
August 27th.
The reading today is August 27th, 2025. And what is the day?
I don't know.
Okay, August 27th, 2025. And as Brian was once again responding to the just the how he deals with pain and suffering, and very honest to he deals with it. And he sits with everybody else, and they try to make a headway, but he just wants to know why. Why? I've asked that question lots of times. And God did answer me when I asked him. He said, I asked, why did you put me in this crazy family? And he said, because it took him, he waited 3 months, but then he answered me. And his answer was, I knew that you would love them.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for October 2nd. Focusing on what is to come fills our ordinary days of parenting with eternal purpose. Our goal becomes reaching the new creation together with our children. We stop trying to force all that awaits us in the new creation into the here and now, and instead press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me, Philippians 3:12. This perspective keeps us from acquiring perfection from our children and being crushed by their imperfections. It also relieves us from the burden of expecting we can parent perfectly. Instead, we can confess our parenting failures to our children and seek forgiveness from Jesus. We hear you calling us to press on in this race, which is leading us toward a heavenly life with you. Forgive us for being so short-sighted to expect that we can experience all of heaven's joys and perfections in the here and now. Fill us with greater anticipation of what is to come, so that our joyful expectation will spill out on our children. I love you, family.
Hey, family, it's Sparky. I'm in my new job at home, and grace be to God, I wanted to share. As I got here, you guys remember probably that in the last job I was working for this same company, but the morale was horrible, and by God's grace, here at this job, I have a position of pretty high authority. And I'm going to wind up, it's climbing day by day, but I'm going to wind up having about 1,300 people working for me. And God moved on Monday. Our safety meeting. Monday, our safety man is from a long ways away. Got the crew together, and he said he had noticed that Chad had been leading prayer, and he wanted to start doing that on a job-wide safety meeting on Monday mornings. And that's going to be about 5,000 people that get to pray in the morning. And grace be to God, that's better than money, and it moved me, and God is so good. And on another praise report, if you don't remember, my wife had called about smoking cigarettes. And I've smoked for 20 years. And our daughter prayed with us. And we haven't smoked a cigarette in about 3 months, I believe. So God is moving. I want you to know I'm praying with you. Alan, I am praying for your grandfather. And many more in the background. I love y'all.